Defense Department officials say the Navy is recovering pieces from a suspected Chinese spy balloon. U.S. fighter jets shot it down Saturday off the coast of South Carolina. Beijing yesterday condemned the U.S. response as an overreaction. Let's hear now from Susan Shirk. She chairs the 21st Century China Center at the University of California, San Diego. And her new book is Overreach: How China Derailed Its Peaceful Rise. Susan, welcome.
Thank you very much, Scott.
So Beijing calls the balloon a civilian airship weather balloon. The U.S., of course, says this is spycraft, slow-moving albeit. We still don't have a lot of these answers, but there's a fundamental disagreement about the facts here. What does that tell you?
Well, given what the U.S. government has already publicly said, I certainly am convinced that it was definitely an intelligence gathering operation. But of course, the people in China will be hearing the Chinese version, and the Chinese ability to manage the information heard by the Chinese public is really continues to be frustratingly effective.
Of course, we know, countries spy on one another regularly. It's just kind of the nature of world relationships. But you have studied the Chinese leadership for years. And I want to ask you, what does this event signal to you about Xi Jinping and his control over these types of events?
What it indicates is that even in this highly centralized system that Xi Jinping has established, he doesn't know everything. I mean, I believe that it's highly unlikely that Xi Jinping approved the timing of this operation. Here, the military is carrying out this extended look over the continental United States just days before the Secretary of State is about to travel to China in order to undertake the first serious diplomatic effort between the two sides, which is something that I believe Xi Jinping really wanted to go well. So they definitely subverted their own efforts to stabilize relations with the United States.
And stepping back, Susan Shirk, more broadly, is it harder for U.S. experts, officials, to read what Beijing's incentives are? I mean, years ago, when I lived in China, it seemed pretty clear a stability at home was perhaps the most important economic growth to make people's lives better. It seemed everyone kind of understood what the top priorities of China were in the world. Is it less clear today?
Well, that's really a good question, Scott. Issues related to security really did take second place. Xi has told us very clearly what his objectives are, and security is number one. It's not just domestic stability, but he also has hyped international threats as a justification for greater social control inside China and for making some really arbitrary decisions that have harmed China's own economic development. And I think that's the main reason that people outside of China, as well as inside China, are so uncertain about what Xi Jinping would decide in a future crisis, and also really starting to question the competence of his regime.
And finally, let me ask you about the conversation here in the U.S. This balloon incident, as you know, happened just a few days after a top Air Force general wrote in a leaked memo, "My gut tells me we will fight in 2025. He means the U.S. and China. You have written about overreach, Chinese overreach in the last decade, American overreaction to it. So what this general wrote, is this a possibility?
Well, yes, this is a possibility, but that doesn't mean that he plans to fight or that he will fight. So I don't find that in and of itself alarming.
Hmm. Susan Shirk chairs the 21st Century China Center at the University of California at San Diego, and her book is Overreach, How China Derailed Its Peaceful Rise. Susan Shirk, nice to talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much.